you to continue to help fund and provide resources to increase our green infrastructure. Sorry I used that word, but I haven't found a better solution word yet, well into the future, and that we finance these efforts through various creative means. So again, we are very supportive of this resolution. We thank you for working on it and pushing it, and congratulations on the award.
Great. Same to you. Thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else?
Oh, yeah, one more. Andrew Rice.
Come on up. Good morning. Welcome. Morning.
Thanks for the opportunity. My name is Andrew Rice, physics professor at PSU. I have a class in about half an hour. But I also do research in climate science, and I took a close read of the report over the weekend. But I just wanted to, since Commissioner Novick opened the door on this, I just wanted to ask about carbon tax. I'm actually working with the NERC, Northwest Economic Research Council, on looking at the effects of carbon tax on Oregon-wide greenhouse gas emissions. So that'll be coming out in December. I can't tell you much about it now. We're still doing a lot of quality assurance on the data, but just stay tuned, and I'm sure we'd be welcome to talk to you individually about it or present to you as a whole.
Thank you.
Okay, it's not about my work today. I just want to say that, I gave the reports a read this weekend, and then what impressed me really about the body of work is how integrative it was. I read at least a dozen city and county agencies that had provided input, their own expertise into the issues associated with not just assessments of vulnerabilities in our citizens and social systems and natural and built environments, and I won't use the infrastructure word. So not just the vulnerabilities, but also looking at the strategies that kind of cut across, identifying strategies for city and for the county to prepare for and adapt for coming climate changes in the Northwest. I think this is particularly important, you know, this integrative approach, because climate change will kind of cut across many different dimensions of society and the natural environment. And we need to prepare for those in the coming future. Obviously, preparation we do today will be cheaper than dealing with the issues down the line as so fighting fires, essentially, as they come down. So that's about all I'd like to point out. I just think there's an issue that's becoming increasingly recognized with scientists, policymakers, citizens, that sort of approaching climate change in the future with regards to adaptation is going to be an important issue.
No, thank you. Thanks, and we look forward to having your research further inform our work.
Sure.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, there's no one else signed up to speak. Unless there's any further council questions, I think we're ready for a roll call on the resolution.
Novick?
Thank you very much, everybody, for your hard work. And we do need to pat ourselves on the back for the work we've done as a city, while recognizing, as Susan said, that it's nowhere near enough. Aye.
Fritz.
Thanks, everybody, for your hard work. Indeed, we need to continue to walk our talk. Aye.
Fish?
Thank you for an excellent report. Taking a page, following Mike's guidance, I would say that a singular achievement of this council working with the community was the 2009 City-County Climate Action Plan. I think it was one of the most significant environmental milestones in a generation. And our work today is continuing the progress by actually focusing on the action steps. And so I'm very proud of the consistent work of this council on that. I noticed from the presentation that a lot of the key challenges fall within my portfolio. So I'm going to catch up on my sleep this weekend, and then we'll get back to work. But everything from the impact on our water supply and drought, and I can assure you that we're not going to be facing drought in the near term, thanks in part to our well water supply and the Bull Run watershed, but we have to plan for the future. The things like green roofs and harnessing nature, to getting Superfund right, to all of the pieces of this puzzle. I just want to close today by saying that the two utilities that I have the honor of leading stand ready to do their part to address this great challenge. And I thank everyone for their good work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you for this very thorough report and progress, and also the challenges that lay ahead of us. I think it is interesting to note that we continue to have a trend in Multnomah County of lower per capita greenhouse gas emissions, and I think lower overall emissions too. The trend line, because it used to be the rap on why we have those lower per capita emissions and lower total emissions was because our economy sucked. Well, that was true about 4 or 5 years ago. You know, the economy is doing better now, and it's nice to see that we are maintaining our downward trend in greenhouse gas emissions on a per capita basis, and I believe on an aggregate basis. I think it shows that the will and determination to make things happen can be done here in Portland. This award is certainly a testament to that. So it's not just, you know, in fair weather that we're maintaining our advocacy and our diligence in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. So thank you very much for the roadmap you're providing all of us to a better future. Aye.
Hales.
Well, Susan, Michael, Michelle, thank you for your good work on these policy documents. I think part of what I take away from this discussion with those of us reminiscing about how long this work's been going on and some of it being on floppy disk is that this is a long-term problem that requires sustained activity. And we have been sustaining it now for 20 years. It's paying off in terms of actual effects and a lot of quality of life and cost benefits for our citizens. But we also have a long way to go. Because Portland is this little sort of mouse that roars in the climate discussion in the international community, we do get to participate in the C40 discussions, and that's where this award comes from. I was really struck during my attendance at the C40 summit that if the cities that are involved in that effort, if just the cities that are involved in that effort do what they plan to do, we'll avoid 1 billion tons of carbon in the atmosphere every year. 1 billion tons. That's a big number and a measurable improvement in the scenario. It's not enough. National governments still need to do things. More cities need to join the sorority of cities that are working together on this. But 1 billion tons is a good start. So I'm proud that Portland is a leader. We have more work to do to be a leader. And, in fact, we have to work harder to be a leader because other cities are joining us and because some of the easier things have been done. But this is a good document and a good map for where we should go next, and I appreciate your good work. Thank you. Aye.